This is Ozarks at Large for Thursday, June 21st, 2012. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Iti Agnihotri Madhokar.
And with us is Jody Beznoska, Vice President of Communications for Walton Arts Center.
Hi.
Hello.
You had a question when you walked in the studio today.
I said, what is this strange stuff falling from the sky? We haven't seen it in a while. Yeah. And you guys had a pretty good answer, I will say.
I just said it was dove's cry. That's what Prince was talking about. What are we talking about this morning?
Well, we're talking about the end of Artisphere. Finally. Unbelievable.
Hard to believe.
Hard to believe. It feels like it's been going on for, 2 months, which it has.
So, ensemble's playing kind of in different places tonight.
Yeah, I was just at Cooper Chapel last night for a concert out there with some of the Artisphere Festival Orchestra musicians, and it was wonderful. I mean, hearing music in those spaces is just remarkable. And we actually have another concert this evening at Thorn Crown Chapel. It will be an evening of art song, so it's a music, it's a vocal concert.
Any room left?
I think possibly a couple seats, not a lot, but you can always give the box office a call and see if anything has popped open. But we've enjoyed full houses for most of those concerts, which has been just fantastic. And I also, the magic of social media, I just saw something this morning pop up on our Facebook page that they will be doing some more pop-up concerts tonight out on Dixon Street. I think they said they'd be at Smoke and Barrel and one other place. I think it might have been Bordino's. I'm not certain.
Okay.
But pop-up concerts are a fun concept that we introduced this year, where we just take a couple of the musicians and their instruments and we plop them down in a bar or a restaurant and they play for a while. And it's wonderful to hear classical music in that setting. You don't usually, you're used to hearing jazz or, regular bands in there, but not necessarily a quintet or a quartet. And they don't just play classical, standards. They will also play some pop or some show tunes, and they're having a lot of fun with this particular concept of popping in and giving some music to people in unusual places.
And then the grand finale.
Yeah, and then we will have our big party. Our final concert will be tomorrow evening. It's a 7 p.m. show where we will have a creative conversation at 6 p.m. with Jenny Swain and the concertmaster from the orchestra. So they will be sort of talking about the experience of, putting this orchestra together. And then we will have the full concert, 7 o'clock. We will be doing a work by Bartok. The name of the piece escapes me, but then the final piece will be the Brahms Symphony No. 1.
Jody and I participated in a 10x10 countdown conversation at the library last weekend, and we had Dorothy Valencia.
Yeah.
Principal percussionist, and you asked her, said, "What's the deal?
What's the deal? Yeah,
with musicians and Brahms, it's said in such
reverent,
reverent
tones."
And she had a pretty good explanation.
Yeah, she basically said it's a showcase piece. It's a piece that really gives you you can see the talent of the musicians in this piece. Maestro Riveras likes to say that this orchestra is a Ferrari and he wants to drive it like a Ferrari. And so that means playing dense, difficult, incredibly lush, incredibly, big music that you can really go, okay, these guys know how to play. And I guess that's what I took from Dorothy's comment. I got to sit and listen to them rehearse yesterday, and you can get that sense that they have this. They're ready. They're ready to really show what they can do. I mean, they've already shown what they can do. Their concerts have been amazing over the last week, but this one will kind of send them into a new level, I think.
So Friday night, grand finale, then Walton Arts Center kind of gears down for
we shift into into a bit of a lower gear for a little while, which will be lovely. I'm sure everybody will be delighted about that. I did want to mention that Threepenny Acre will also be at the festival finale. They'll be playing after the concert out on Tyson Plaza. So once the concert is over, we're going to go into the lobby and onto Tyson Plaza and just have a little party. And hopefully a lot of our artists for volunteers will be there, and we will have pictures and things up from the whole festival, so we'll get a chance to say goodbye that way. But yes, then we calm down for a little bit. Thank goodness.
Pop-ups tonight. Also Thorn Crown tonight.
Yep. And and then, of course, tomorrow night's concert at 7. And then, like I said, we go dark for a little while in terms of concerts. Our next show will be in August, but we will have some amp activity going on over the course of the summer. But gosh, I can't believe we're at the end of Artisphere, and I wanted to thank everybody who's been involved. I think this has been the longest festival that we've ever done at Walton Arts Center, and I think it's numbering in the hundreds the people who helped us do it. So, and especially you guys and everyone at KUAF and all of our friends who helped to put up the sculptures, and it's just been a lot of music, a lot of art. It's been fun.
Ethie, have you been to Thorn Crown Chapel yet?
I have.
Okay. I have never heard music in there. That would be...
It's stunning.
I haven't either, though.
It's stunning. I mean, it's there. You know, the music is beautiful on its own, but the venue, you know, you have this beautiful architecture, which everyone who lives around here is familiar with. But what stunned me the first time I went out there is how much the forest
it's right there.
Is there.
It's on you.
Mm-hmm. You're watching the light filter through the trees, but then it filters through the glass, but then it filters through these trellises, and it's just, it's totally magical. I don't think I have ever heard music in a more beautiful setting. And it definitely changes how you hear, oh, excuse me, how you listen to the music. Mm-hmm. I heard someone say on Performance Today last night that you actually have to listen to music rather than hear it. Ducks can hear it, but humans can listen.
Right.
I thought that was really funny and really good. So if you can, you know, if you're interested in coming out to Thorn Crown, I would give the box office a call and see if there are tickets. But you can also get that sense of awe by just hearing the full orchestra. It's 80-plus musicians playing at the top of their game. It's fantastic. So
thanks, Jody.
Thank you, guys.
Jody Biznoska is the Vice President of Communication at Walton Arts Center.